Good morning. Well, the Australian share market set for a lower open on Tuesday. Local SPY futures ended the after-hours session with a loss of 12 points. That's a decline of around 0.2%. And it comes as Northern Hemisphere markets were generally running into headwinds of one type or another overnight. The IMF was one of the leading headlines. It downgraded global growth forecasts once again. The last time it did that was at the beginning of the year. As far as the Australian experience is concerned, they're now expecting the domestic economy to expand at a rate of 2.1% this year. And that's down from the current growth rate of around 2.3%. But as far as US and European markets were concerned, one of the other stories was that the US is considering applying tariffs on around $11 billion worth of European goods. So that saw European markets under pressure. The German DAX was down by about 1%. The FTSE was down by around 0.33%. Leading European industrial names were lower, such as Airbus, which was down by around 2%. Elsewhere in the United States, we had the big names of industry in that jurisdiction lower. General Electric, Boeing and Caterpillar were down in the order of about 1.5% to as much as 3% in the case of General Electric. Elsewhere on the local front today, be mindful of Crown shares. They saw a massive increase yesterday, up by around 19%. And this was on the suggestion that the one of the world's biggest casino operators, Wynn, were considering a takeover of the organisation. There has been an abrupt U-turn in that discussion overnight, with Wynn withdrawing their bid for Crown, suggesting that these details were leaked when the transaction was only in the earliest stage of discussion between the two organisations. So there'll be a pretty sizable adjustment you would expect for Crown shares today. Elsewhere, we've got iron ore prices down by 1.7%. Oil is down by around 0.5%. Gold up by about 0.5%. On the local front today, we'll have economic news in the form of the monthly reading of consumer sentiment. That'll be an important catchment in relation to the response to the budget last week. And then we have the Deputy Governor of the RBA, Guy Debelle, talking on the state of the economy. The Aussie dollar is holding up at around 71.3 US cents.